It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Black bears weigh between 200 and 500 pounds. Brown bears weigh between 300 and over 1,000 pounds. Black bears run away from you. Brown bears run at you. When attacked by a bear, simply lie still on the ground and cover your face and head with your hands. When the bear is finished batting you around and mauling you, contact the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 800-636-1067. We're going to have our very first buzzcast of the day coming up here in just a second. And we're going to get Katie in here now. Before I do that, let me just take care of these last couple of bear calls here. Tad, and who doesn't like a guy named Tad? Reno, Nevada, how are you, Tad?
I'm excellent. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you, Tad?
Well, besides being cute and cuddly, I've learned from National Geographic that polar bears are one of the few animals that will actively hunt humans.
I agree. Uh-huh. I think I've read that or I've seen that somewhere.
Don't tell us. Tell Rob.
I'll tell you who else actively hunts humans. Other humans.
Let's go to Forrest. What a perfect name. Forrest is calling us from Vermont. It says here on my screen that Forrest killed 450 bears this year. Forrest, tell me that's not true.
That is not true, guys.
Okay.
So, I was referring to our open bear hunting season here in Vermont, which just concluded last week with 456 bear kills.
Wow. So they were they black bears?
That was also down from 100 bears the previous season, clocking in at 570 bears.
Doesn't Vermont allow gay marriage?
They do.
Then a lot of bears are headed there.
I don't understand.
They're simply going to attract more.
There are those hairy bears up here.
Now, why do they? So they let you kill 450 bears in Vermont because what? There's a overpopulation of them.
Correct.
Mm. And what about the danger factor with bears, Forrest?
I believe it's better to shoot them than to have them eat us.
Well, I mean, are they black bears that you're talking about up in Vermont?
Oh, they are black bears up here in Vermont, correct.
Okay, and, we don't need to stereotype.
It's always color with you,
that's
Mike.
Why Rob loves polar bears.
That's right.
They're all
right.
They can't be any whiter.
They're very well spoken.
They do enjoy coming out of the woods to feed on.
All right, Forrest, thank you very much. Have a good day up in Vermont.
You want to party with him.
Brett in Rochester. Brett, you're on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I couldn't be better. How's it going? And have you ever had a run-in with a bear?
Yes, I have. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Adirondack Mountains in New York.
I have.
Yeah, great chairs.
Oh, yeah. I was at a Matsweepy camp for Boy Scouts and actually had a black bear in my tent.
Are you kidding me?
Came in my tent one night. He went after the toothpaste.
All right, did he attack you at all? Did he maul you at all when he went after the toothpaste?
No, he didn't maul me. No, he
were you menstruating?
Destroyed everything.
Isn't it menstruating?
He had his hands on top of me. He actually had
his
our
hands
because he touched my nose.
You say ooating, I say
wow.
Eating.
Yeah.
Well, Katie
he
would know. She's a
me. I couldn't breathe because he was on top of me. I couldn't really move.
You know, the scouts frown on that.
Scouting. Very, very important. Okay.
How do you say it, Katie? Menstruating or menstruating?
You know, I've never been able to figure it out. I swear to God. I've never been able to.
You try not to say it.
That's not me. I say it as many times as I can.
And as a matter of fact, Joe just said, our black bear is very nice. Yes. A bear, of course. That's what we're talking about.
You know what?
Joe Ardinger.
Joe, hold on to that joke tight. Let it go.
That's Joe Ardinger, boy. There he is.
It is true. By the way,
2009. What is it?
Menstruate.
Yes. Instead of really?
Menstruate, yes.
Where'd you find that at?
In the dictionary.
Menstruation.com.
There he goes with this computer over there. You're just typing away.
Man, am I fast.
So it gives you the pronunciation?
It does.
It's acceptable to pronounce it the other way, though, right?
Nobody will object.
What's it say in the dictionary since you got it out? Read
it. I just closed it.
We'll open it again. I want to hear it now.
What I gave you was the correct answer.
And I'd also like to see any.
Well, in dictionaries, especially when it comes to pronunciations, many times in dictionaries, Mr. Bear Lover, they give you an actual correct way
and
then
an
another correct way.
And that doesn't happen here. There's
have a derivation of it?
No, there's only one correct way to say it, and that's menstruate.
Really?
That's correct.
Menstruate.
Now you know.
Okay.
Menstruation.
I'm glad we covered that.
Good.
I won't say it.
Good for you.
That's bloody good.
I want to say happy 2009 again to everybody. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
New Year's are filled with resolutions. Mm. My resolutions this year have been to let more stuff roll off. that is really the way I approach the new year, that I am not going to be nearly as type A as I have been in the past. I wish you all to hold me to that in the year 2009, but that is the way I'm starting the year, and that's the way I plan to finish the year, no matter what.
That's admirable.
What's that?
Be the duck.
Be the duck. Let the water roll off your back, no problem at all. And yesterday, I was cruising through the studio, and Katie comes in here to work on the commercials during the commercial breaks, make sure everything that's done's done right. Mm-hmm. And in the her main job is to be our person on the censorship button to make sure that if we say something that we're going to get in big trouble for, that she hits the button. And when Katie's in here, she'll occasionally just say very strange things.
Yeah,
this wasn't all that strange, but it took me aback yesterday when I was walking out to play bags, which was taken away today.
What?
Yeah.
Like a duck.
The guy took the bags game away.
Like a duck. Be the duck.
Did we do something wrong?
I'll let it roll off, but I'm very hurt.
Yeah, I'm
very, very
be.
Disappointed.
Oh, you know, it's going to break my kids' hearts. My kids came by three times over the holidays.
CK, if you're listening to me, if I can, like, plug away, I would love to get that thing back in here if you want to work out an arrangement. I can't believe they snuck it away that quickly.
Oh, I'd like to second that motion.
That's CK. I would love to have it back.
Yeah, I'd love to play the bags game again. But Katie, let me see if I can. Now, I guess Beth Ann is back on the dump button right now.
Yes.
She's doing your job because we've got a relatively sensitive subject here. Speaking of resolutions.
Well, I spoke to CK about how to say it right now. His jaw nearly hit the ground when I told him what I said.
Katie, I can say this the right way because it's special favor.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's known as, uh-huh. The special favor. You know, Monica Lewinsky, I think sure. we're aware of that. As I'm leaving the office, I wish I could have said it, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great, wasn't it?
It was really great.
And it's an original.
Katie says, as I'm leaving there, and she's, you know, there are a few of us here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Katie says, my resolution for 2009 is to less as.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I'm not going to do any more as. So it's like the same. Did I screw that
you
up?
You totally messed it up.
Did I totally mess that up? Because it's the censorship aspect of it. Yes.
I'm not going to give any more special favors.
I'm not going to give any more special favors. And then I'm like, well, somebody's not in a very good mood.
But I'm not going to give any less.
There you go. Wow. Not any less. Is there any particular reason why going into 2009? The special favor was on your mind. Yeah. Is there any, you know.
What made you say that?
And when you.
It's always on my mind.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Because I'm just kind of curious when we talk about this. You know, when you're talking about special favors and you say, I'm not going to give any more special favors. And then you say, I'm not going to give any less. You can take that two ways.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's kind of the glass is half empty, half full.
You mean
full.
Maintain.
Yeah, maintain, which means. This is the way I interpret it.
Okay.
Because, first of all, it came across as a joke.
It was a joke.
That when you said that, it was you know, you weren't interested in men when you first said what you said. And then all of a sudden, oh, but I really am interested in men.
Right.
I would be. And if all things were equal and everything was true, the special favors that were doled out from the Katie Empire last year, as far as you are concerned,
uh-huh.
were 100% satisfactory. As far as numbers are concerned.
Quantity, not quality.
Quantity.
You mean I should, I'm going, I'm, wow, Mike, I feel.
I'm just curious.
Right. It's nice to maintain.
But as far as, you know, if there were circumstances, and I don't want to say beyond your control because it would very much be in your control.
Of course.
Always.
But if circumstances presented themselves where that number was to dramatically increase.
Perhaps triple?
Even, and I'm not talking about with a variety of people. I'm talking about with, you know, perhaps it's just one individual that might just really like that.
Oh, you see, know? I and took it really a different like way.
Let's well,
see.
How did you take it?
I took it not as a dealing with number of partners. No, I'm sorry. I took it as number of times of instances.
You know, you're having trouble finishing this thought because you wish it was all you.
That's right.
That's exactly what he wants.
Yeah, let's be realistic.
Start
boys,
again.
Unlike you and Buzz, I enjoy that.
Start again. No, I'm talking about Katie.
Yes, I know.
And then we know you, Rob. Look, everybody knows you're in love with Katie.
Sure.
Everybody, it's not a secret.
And
that's what I'm referring
to. It doesn't stop there.
So, what were you trying to say, Rob?
What I say is, I was not viewing it as the number of instances, mm-hmm. but with the number of participants.
Do you think I'm some sort of whore?
No, I don't.
Oh, no, that's
certainly
terrible.
Not.
I'm just kind of curious.
I thought Mike was asking, what if you met a guy and he really likes you and you really like him and you go over your projected number?
Oh, I wasn't talking about numbers.
I see.
Oh, you weren't? Hold on. You weren't talking about numbers?
No, it was a joke.
Okay. But in every joke.
But we're trying to overthink it.
Okay.
In every joke.
Well, okay.
You have to understand, we're men,
it's not when we hear that. Okay, well, oh, Jesus.
All right, can I just ask you?
Hot in here.
All right. So,
you look bad.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to, all right, right now, we're gonna clean the slate, so to speak. We're going to, I know it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and it was a very funny joke, and it was a joke that stopped us all in our tracks, which you get a lot of credit for, okay? But since the subject was
broached.
Thank you. Not breached.
Mm-hmm.
Since the subject was broached, I'm kind of curious, as far as that, you know, special favor, there's certain people that are pro and certain people that are con.
Oh, which, I'm pro.
Oh, very good. All right. Thank you.
But, I mean, very I think it warrants saying if I get that far, I'm going all the way.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Very good. So you wouldn't.
Did I say that out loud?
You did.
I just
isolate that, too.
I will.
So you wouldn't just do that and call it a night. That would be a precursor to some other activity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You wouldn't just say,
if I get that far, I'm going the rest of the way.
Say you're going to pay the toll, Mike. Go to the airport.
Say you meet one of those 24-year-old guys that you like to hang around.
Oh, for the love of God.
And you sit there and that's and really that's all it's going to be. That's not going to happen in the Katie world, right?
If I go that far, I want it all.
Okay. Okay, I'm just checking. You know, there's a hostility here that I'm not looking for.
It's not. I'm not hostile.
I know, but you're just even. I want it all.
I think it's emphasis.
I think it's if I'm doing that, I want something in return.
Okay, all right, that's that. That's fine.
How much?
Everything.
How much is it? I think that I understand that. You wouldn't just do that, and you know, say let's go back and watch the second half of the game.
No.
You wouldn't do that.
No. If I do that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to finish the game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You're going to finish the game. So this is so difficult to talk about when
it's
you're
delicate,
censored.
It is.
And so the texters are beginning to go a little mad. Right.
All
right.
Now. I imagine so.
When you say that, so you would.
I didn't realize you were going to put me on the spot this way.
I didn't expect to until you were adamant about the joking.
She'll
part.
Never write another joke. Mike.
I'm very curious. So that is always a part of the bigger picture for you. That's just a little. So you don't look at that as just being pleasant to a partner and saying, "Hey, I just there's a favor and let's you know what I mean."
Oh no, I mean
cordial overture.
If I now see if
it, shut up, you.
That would have to.
Oh, that's not. I thought Katie was a lesbo.
Who wrote that?
When's the last time somebody said lesbo?
Life is a buffet.
You right. You perhaps are, you know, into experiments, right?
If I'm experimenting with women, then I'm experimenting with boys because it's all gravy to me.
Very good. Oh, see, and this
who doesn't
gets
like
more
gravy?
And more interesting. Mm. This is. What are the odds of Earl the intern getting a special favor from Katie?
Zero.
Texters are going crazy right now.
That was from Earl.
All right, listen to me carefully. Everybody calm down here just for a second.
Please,
okay?
Please.
Because I really, really want to make sure that I ask this question correctly.
Mm-hmm.
When you say if you're going to do that, you expect to do more,
mm-hmm.
then it falls into the category of foreplay.
Yeah.
Can I say that without getting killed?
I
think I can.
I believe that's
so
right.
You would never put that special favor on an island unto itself. Unless, of course, you were with somebody for a long period of time.
Yeah,
and you were actually doing what would be called a special favor.
Exactly.
If it's somebody new, it would be like
that's a
little
warm-up.
You wouldn't want to, you know, finish the job at all,
right.
So to speak.
Well, no, I mean, I might finish the job.
That's going to probably get me. I don't know.
No, you're okay.
Thank you. I'm glad. It's just such a different climate that we live in right now. Well, that's interesting. I'm glad to hear that. So you will come in contact. You're still out there looking for Mr. Wright, right? Is that correct?
Or Miss, yeah.
Or Miss Wright, or perhaps Mr. and Miss Wright at the same time.
No.
That doesn't happen?
No.
She's so
confused. That could,
me.
I mean.
That's not the kind of relationship.
I'm not looking for.
But you wouldn't rule out that experience having happened in the past or sometime possibly in the future under the right circumstances.
Thank you.
Wow.
Buzz Burbank, ladies
well
and gentlemen.
Well stated.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Precisely. Buzz, we've eaten into all of your time here.
I don't really care.
So to speak.
This is the most joyful I've ever seen him to miss a newscast.
This is great.
See, I just got so many questions. You say you'll be...
Oh, look at the time. We have to break.
You'd be, we have to break in about 30 seconds. You're happy to meet a Mr. Right or a Miss Right?
Yeah.
You'd be perfectly satisfied with a woman if it was the right relationship.
Yeah.
Somebody you got along with, somebody you were in love with.
Yeah.
That's it. But you're not a lesbian, per se.
No, I think it's very clearly I am just as split down the middle as possible.
You are bisexual.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
I am bisexual.
I think that's a good note.
Nothing wrong with that.
There. That's Katie, everybody.
So that's what we've learned.
That's kind of what we learned out of all that. She's covering her face right now. Katie, we're going to have you back real soon.
In fact,
here we go. Another thing for 2009, more Katie, more often.
I love that.
The listeners have clamored for it. You're going to get it.
That's a good resolution.
I won't go 2 days without talking to Katie on this radio show. I guarantee you that in 2009, that's the way that's going to go.
I like it.
It's because I'm an open book.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk to somebody who has lost 151 pounds on The Biggest Loser. His name is Phil Parham, and he'll be talking all about The Biggest Loser. We'll also get a little more buzz when we come back right after these messages. Thank you, Katie.
Anytime.
Oh, bye-bye. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.